It is time for our tech feature hashtag, Freshen Up. Today we are talking, Please Call Me. Vodacom have made a settlement offer to Please Call Me inventor Nkosana Makate, according to a report by the Sunday Times. A previous report from the Sunday Times stated that talks between Vodacom and Makate were taking place, but the parties were not any closer to reaching an agreement. This prompted Vodacom CEO Shamil Yusup to get involved to resolve the issue, which has been dragging on for years. The Sunday Times has now reported that Vodacom offered Makate... Are you sitting down?
I am.
10 million.
Ah! Only!
Wow.
Ah, but Chabula Sophie.
Which has been described as a pittance.
I agree.
Indeed, it is. The amount is said to be less than Makate's legal fees for his decade-long battle with the operator. Nkosana Makate's disclosure of the 10 million rand offer was made in complaints he filed with the Independent Regulatory Board of Auditors and the Companies and Intellectual Properties Commission against Vodacom and its auditor PwC. Joining us on the line right now is Nkosana Makate. Nkosana.
Hey,
we got you. Please call me, my guy. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten a hold of you.
Hello?
We got you. Please call me. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. I wonder where you got it from. Because I did not send it.
My guy, what is going on?
Yeah, no, no. Where we are now, I mean, obviously, I heard your info there regarding the complaints that I filed.
But yes.
The complaint really is not about the offer on the table.
Yes.
The complaint is more about accounting issues that I was raising relating to the Please Call Me accounting matters. It's also about the denial that Vodacom has now that they are not able to calculate the revenues relating to Call Me.
Okay, before we...
Before
we calculate those revenues, for people that have no idea how this all started, please take us back to the beginning, just quickly.
No, essentially, I mean, your song, I think, fits quite fittingly as an intro, because it was about my love, V, that I was trying to get her to call me, you know?
Yes.
And that's how the idea actually started, when she was in Port Air, and I was in Joburg, and we had to talk, and she had no airtime. And she couldn't really do any call to me. Then I had to initiate and say, no, let's come up with something that can facilitate that function.
So what were you doing at Vodacom at the time?
I was a trainee accountant. Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't even work in the on the tech side of things?
No, I was never on the tech side of things.
But you had this brilliant idea.
Yeah, I mean, the idea really, as I've said, you know, emanated from my need to further engage with my current wife.
Yes.
When she was in school, yeah.
So
it didn't really need any tech necessarily.
So Vodacom fought for a while, but eventually you won. But you haven't won because you haven't been paid yet, because they claim they can't calculate. Please break this down for us, because I'm confused.
No, I mean, essentially, when I started with the case, obviously, I initially wanted the revenue records from Vodacom. This was before even the trial, during the first judgment, because I've got about three judgments in the case, where they said to me, no, you can't get records. You first need to prove your contract before you are entitled to revenue records.
Wow.
And now that you are done with the merits and the contract, suddenly there's inability to actually calculate. And that's where really the problem is currently. It's really about the revenues now and nothing else.
Do you want strictly calculated revenues, or is there an amount that would make you happy?
No, I mean the principle is very important as well, Fresh. I mean, there is a contract on the table. Whatever that you talk about and whatever that you decide needs to be informed by exactly that. I mean, why should it be different for an African child, when you actually have a contract, you slog it out in the court to actually prove it, you come back, and then you talk about amounts that are arbitrary. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Nkosana, here's my curiosity when it comes to the whole concept of the Please Call Me's. You worked it out with Vodacom, and then Vodacom, you know, put it out to market, and then the other independent service providers also picked it up, your Celsius, your Telkom and everyone else. How does that then fit into the bigger scheme of things?
No, the fight is ready with Vodacom now. I know that MTN copied the idea of Vodacom. That's what was actually said in the box by the former CEO who was a witness of Vodacom. Mm. Cell C still uses Please Call Me, I think license or something like that, from Vodacom or from somewhere else where I don't know. So that's where we are. But, I mean, the battle is ready not with those companies, but it is with Vodacom,
Have you managed to make a calculation yourself since they claim this debilitation that does not allow them to calculate?
Now, the calculation is very easy, Fresh. I mean, we've deployed experts for about 10 days at Vodacom.
Yes.
And we're able to actually do calculations. We also did calculations from publicly available information that are part of our submission before Shamir.
Because what they're saying, honestly, you know, even from someone who might not be mathematically inclined or accounting-wise, if you are able to know the revenue streams for data, the revenue streams for airtime, and so on and so forth, why are you unable to know the revenue streams for this one particular feature?
Nkosana, the elephant in the room, the elephant in the room is actually very simple. How much are your calculations?
Yeah, in tens of billions.
You are lying!
Exactly, it's impossible. Wow.
Yeah, in tens of billions. Please Call Me, remember, has been rolled out also to about 18 countries by Vodafone, the mother company of Vodafone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our departure is very clear. I mean, you can't roll out a product like that all over the world without knowing what it's doing.
Absolutely,
without knowing
true.
If it's successful or not.
Yeah. Hold on. And then they offered you 10 million rand.
Pardon?
They offered you 10 million rand.
No, that's crazy. I mean, that's nonsensical.
That will never happen. Nonsensical, Nkosana.
That will never happen.
Nkosana, it's so easy. It's so easy. How are you?
Wow. Yes, so easy. How's it?
I'm fine. Nkosana, fight until your last breath is gone, and even after that. I'm saying fight until your last, because this is a God-given idea.
Yeah.
You will never rest in peace if you don't fight until the end. And if it means we will help you fight it, this is an opportunity to stand behind a young black man who came up with an idea that inspires, not only maybe makes him rich. You didn't even think of how rich you were going to be. It was just a brilliant idea that came naturally.
Well, then you missed your woman.
So fight and we will help you fight. And that, but more than anything, Kosana, please call me.
Yeah.
Please call me.
No, I will try to do this. But I mean, I will never relent. I mean, there's one thing, I'll never relent. I am sending firm where I am.
Yeah.
And believe you me, I'm never going to give up. And it is going to find its natural conclusion, and I'm not relenting on that.
Don't
worry about that.
Nkosana, my question is that, obviously, it's dragged out for decades now. Do you not think that, to a certain extent, they want to drag it as much as they possibly can until financially it exhausts you and you actually just accept whatever it is? If the 10 million only covers your legal fees, there will be a point where financially you are completely exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, that is obviously the plan. But, I mean, I think we will deal with that. I don't think it will be like that. I'm hoping not. I mean, I'm hoping that this is the final leg before Shamir.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the attitude that was adopted by the two Germans that were leading that delegation in the negotiation doesn't actually permeate in the process that we are going to have with Shamir around July. Because if that permeates, I don't see this thing ending without a judicial review.
And Kosana, finally, before we let you go, there was also news about you fighting with your backers. Where are you with that?
Well, the backers. No. That is still ongoing somewhere. But, I mean, it's none of an issue now. It is really something that I'm dealing with, and I managed to actually put under control. So it is not an issue for me. It's not the least of my worries, really.
My guy, please keep us updated. But as Swamizi said, if anything, as a matter of principle, you must fight for what's yours.
Yeah,
A lot of the time we settle because we think it's a big corporate and at least get 10 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David and Goliath.
Yeah. No. You guys must also push and support. I appreciate it. I'll see you when I'm done.
Done.
My man, can I have the first ride in your private jet?
Where?
What?
I'll give you a first ride in my bike.
My man, as soon as you're paid, send me a please call me. Go for an air.
Actually, because I'm on the other side of the economic spectrum, I've actually never sent a please call me. I've always received them.
Mm. And every time it comes in, you're like, this is my money.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, ne. But I really am hoping that he will fight, because more than anything, especially as black people, we are too afraid to literally go against the bigger corporates because of fear of victimization or fear of this and that and the third. So I really am hoping that he will fight until the end.
If they're smart, they should give him what he deserves and what he wants, because they stand to lose
more
should this go the other way. I believe.
I just think it's an insult to say to a guy, here's 10 million rand.
No, they were hoping, that he will hear a million.
Exactly.
Say 10.
But I've been fighting legally for 10 years. Who's paying for that?
I know.
It's costing me 10 million just to fight this battle.
Oh, yep.
But they're fighting an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other problem.